Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
Gallagher has been one of OSU's most planted wheat varieties since its creation, and it's easy to understand why. Gallagher has superior fall forage production and grain yield. Its broad disease package is centered on leaf rust and stripe rust. Gallagher is also resistant to Hessian fly and offers above-average milling and baking quality verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Choose Gallagher, a descendant of Duster, and another of OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel has traveled the countryside during the summer of 2019, just back to Oklahoma, and says, boy, we are got some challenges when it comes to both forage, hay production, as well as our feed grain crops that will be harvested this fall.
I've actually been traveling over most of the last month with several things happening along the way, including a little bit of vacation. But, you know, from the time we went north from Oklahoma and I just returned last week, you know, we continued to see some challenges in the country. Obviously, things are pretty green, so from a forage standpoint, that looks pretty good, whether we're talking Wyoming, you know, Nebraska, on up into Montana and so on. Hay production has been a challenge this year. It's been late because of the wet conditions. It's been hard to get decent quality with kind of a continued sort of damp weather conditions, sporadic rains and so on, making it a challenge to harvest quality hay. You know, as I came back this last week through Nebraska, observed once again a wide range of corn crop conditions in terms of stage of development. Corn, you know, generally looks pretty good, but it ranges from, you know, just above knee-high to shoulder-high in height. So wide variation. I think there'll be a lot of variation in terms of figuring out where we're going to come out when this thing all comes together here as we get into the fall.
And Dr. Peel says specifically when it comes to hay production, we are behind the eight ball.
Well, certainly there's a lot of concern, and I think there's reason to have some concern for this. Probably the biggest concern right now has already been expressed in the dairy side of things, where they really rely on that high-quality premium alfalfa hay. Beef cattle, of course, typically use a wider range of things and a wider range of qualities of hay, so I think there'll be hay available in terms of quantity, but I do think there may be some quality issues, and there may be some availability issues. You know, in the sand hills and Nebraska, those wet bottomlands that they typically use to make hay are staying so wet this summer that they haven't been able to make much hay there. So there could be some issues with both quantity and quality as we go forward, and it's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on.
As was mentioned earlier, Dr. Peel out on the road this summer making several stops, various cattle meetings, including one on stocker production that was held in Nebraska.
Just this last Friday, you know, was part of a meeting in central Nebraska on stocker production, and it was very good meeting, good set of producers there, good discussion and questions, talking about some of the fundamentals of stocker economics, and some of those cow-calf producers are beginning to look more to a stocker, either a combined enterprise or in some cases maybe switching to a stocker enterprise in lieu of some of the traditional cow-calf production.
Darrell, what's the underlying reasons that cattle producers are looking at some of these changes?
Well, I think there's both long and short run factors at work here. You know, longer run, we've seen some sort of bigger regional shifts. If you look at things going all the way back a decade ago to when the when the ethanol juggernaut took off and really kind of fundamentally changed feed grain values and the availability of some co-products and kind of shifted regional resources. We've seen some shifts in where cattle feeding takes place, where cow-calf production takes place, and so on. Shorter term this year, of course, we're looking at higher corn prices to some extent. We don't really know how much higher yet, and that's one of the challenges in the market right now is trying to assess the potential threats from a cattle perspective of higher corn prices. But as those prices do move higher, that's going to generally favor some sort of stocker or perhaps a retained ownership of weaned calves, kind of a potential. So there's certainly some people taking a look at that as well.
Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.